we are talking about critical of structure, but what they omit in that analysis of the structure, even if it's correct in the criticism, they're not talking about the proclivities, the judgment, the character, the morality of the people running it, which is very telling. It's very, very telling. So we have to get past this point where we have to put labels on everyone, where we have to conform to believing in just one idea as being right. What we need to be doing is looking at what's true, because the truth requires no belief. The truth is the truth, and the truth is contagious, and the truth brings cooperation. The truth gets rid of contention. It goes past the right-left paradigm and goes, what is true, so that we can move to a new level of consciousness.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below.
If we haven't learned anything of 2016, and even just the Democratic primary alone, for which you and I followed pretty closely, and you know, I'm not a socialist, I'm not for communism, I didn't understand it then. All I'm going to tell people is very clearly, you hold a monster up in front of you, Hillary Clinton, and you hold up this old guy, you know what, the genteel grandpa, the archetype, you're going to follow that guy, because this is the mom. This is the mom archetype, the grandmother archetype, who's a killer. And that's why Trump won, because he's alpha male. And if you had a choice between, am I going to trust my life with mom who's a killer or alpha male dad? Guess what? You're going to choose alpha male dad.
Because you can flip it.
No, you cannot.
If you had alpha male killer with grandma, you're going to go with grandma. I mean, the whole point is you're not going with murderer, killer, monster. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at it in this bigger picture when we're talking about the right and the left, is that we are talking about critical of structure, but what they omit in that analysis of the structure, even if it's correct in their criticism, they're not talking about the proclivities, the judgment, the character, the morality of the people running it, which is very telling. It's very, very telling.
That's
why do they not
crux
want you to look
issue.
The people running it? Because that's the last place they want you looking when they have taken over the new structure. They want you to focus on the new structure being the way to solve the problem, and that everybody in the new structure is going to work out just fine, right? It doesn't matter that we're going to bring in former healthcare officials from industry to run this new bureaucracy. No, these are the good ones, right? Trust us. Anyway, on the right, though, they have a problem too. And theirs is looking at behavior, but they're not looking at the impetus of behavior. They're not looking at the causation between a child's experience in childhood and their environment and what they grew up with and the reality that child truly lives in, that is very different from yours. Even though you experience, you're occupying similar spaces together on the street or in your job and everything, that person's lived experience is uniquely different from yours. It's a movie. Everybody's life is its own unique movie, its own unique script, its direction, everything, the production, everything. It's unique. So we have to get past this point where we have to put labels on everyone, where we have to conform to believing in just one idea as being right. What we need to be doing is looking at what's true, because the truth requires no belief. The truth is the truth, and the truth is contagious, and the truth brings cooperation. The truth gets rid of contention. It goes past the right-left paradigm and goes, what is true, so that we can move to a new level of consciousness. When we're looking at structure and we're looking at behavior, we're not looking at the causation of the root issue of the problem, which is, if you have a structure or an individual who has proclivities that are like a pedophile, you're going to get bad results both times. If you don't go back behind the curtain, as we've had a chance to look these last 3 years at the people running the show, just a peek, to see that there is a direct correlation between the judgment of these individuals and what they do to all of us in their choices that are greed and self-serving. So if we are to transform our society, we have to understand and fundamentally start addressing the root cause of all the crap in the world, which is child abuse. And that child abuse is not necessarily out there. It's the things that start in our home, in the privacy of our home, when we're children and we have no rights. We have no rights today, because we are in love with our parents, no matter what they do to us. Every single child, including Jeffrey Epstein, as hard as this is to imagine, he loved his parents. Why? Because the child has no choice in the matter. The first contradiction that the child ever learns in its life is when the parent doesn't love it, but says it does. Because the child does not know the difference. If the child is hurt by that parent, if the child is screamed at by that parent, hit by that parent, slapped by that parent, told they're wrong, the child will believe it is wrong because it cannot conceive that its mother and father would ever do anything to harm it. In the first 7 years of its life, it's in a hypnotic state of mind, which means what? It's 100% programmable. Theta, delta brainwave states, 99% of the time. No alpha, beta. So we are incubating this child abuse system in our own children, in ourselves, when we grow up and we play in this world. This world is set up this way. And let me say what we're meant to be. You don't have to believe in any religion, any God, although I do, for a number of reasons. When looking at what these people are and what they worship and what they believe in, obviously it's working for them. And obviously they know that what I think is what they know what we all are and what we have yet to find out. And I think that's what we're going to be getting into in these next 3, 5, 10 years, a convergence of dogmas, convergence of ideologies, a transformation in our awareness and our consciousness. It's already happening, and it's been happening, and it's going on, and it's accelerating at a faster rate. And what we're going to find out is this. One study. NASA conducted a test with two scientists several years ago who were working with children, 4 and 5 year old children, had 1600, and NASA had a genius creative level test that they applied to all adults. Right? So genius level test for adults, same test that they give to adults, they give to these children. 98% of all the children tested on this genius creative level test scored at a genius level. 98% of all children born are born creative geniuses. By the time they're 10 years old, it's less than 30%. By the time they're 15 years old, it's less than 13%. By the time between 20 and 30 years old, it drops to less than 2% of the population, which is where it's at today. Where we measure creative genius in people, or intellect, IQ, EQ, 2% of the population. And what I look at that is when I consider the education system, but here's why it's important. It doesn't just tell you that we're deprived of our creativity. But what it really tells you is they know what goes on in our brains and our minds. There is a thing that they found, which is called divergent and vergent thinking. Now, we have, you and I and everybody else, do this thing where we go yes, no, deduction of logic, choices, reasoning, you know, our previous experiences applied to say, yes, I can do this, no, I cannot. That's what most of us understand. And that's what's taught to us. This other one, though, is what when you see a child play in its own world, it's called this other part of the brain where it manifests endless possibilities. Endless. With each movement and each thought, the child is literally moving through time and can see what is in front of it as a reality when it's playing. In other words, its play we see as childish because we see toys, but what that child sees is a real world of play. And if the child has fear in it, it's going to incorporate that fear unconsciously, almost in a hypnotic state, into its reality, in its dreams, in its expression, in its anger, in its temperament, in its fears, in its judgment. All of it as it grows forward, unaware of the fact that all of this was put there. The words that a mother speaks are sacred words because they're speaking into existence the reality of that child, all the synapses that are connecting. As she speaks those words to her child, as she cares and loves that child, as the child feels those vibrations coming off of the mother, just in its presence, within the first hour it's born, it can... The DNA and the program, the quantum computing machine in the brain is attaching itself to its mother and father's voice and can distinguish between the two of them 1 hour outside of the womb. We are going to discover so much like you have. And I had a chance to watch that other one, but I'm going to watch about that energy field around the parent and the child, because that's what we're getting at. This spirituality thing is not a mystical kind of esoteric thing. There is energy here on this planet. We are either, look, I came to the conclusion that when I went into Epstein, this is what I understood. Epstein was tied to MIT, Harvard, and Silicon Valley, the leaders in neuroscience, AI, transhumanism, cloning, gene splicing, you name it. Who's who list? Go on edge.org. You can look up all the people. Look up the archives pages. Jeffrey Epstein's on there. Marina Abramovich is on there. Paul Allen's on there. Jeff Bezos is on there. There are Hollywood people on there. After the fact, to this day, they're still on edge.org with their picture and their bio and...
And nothing.
And you go, what do these people believe?
And nothing.
What do they believe? What... They believe that children are nothing, that Ghislaine Maxwell goes to trailer parks in West Palm Beach, picks them up and says they're trash, they're nothing. You go on edge.org and you look up this one article from a guy, and I'm going to pull it up because I want to read this. This is important for your audience to know this. This is what they think about children. And if you don't understand how fundamental this is, this be a little dramatic. It was written by Brian Christian. He's a book author, The Most Human, co-author with Tom Griffiths, Algorithms to Live By. 2017, what scientific term or concept ought to be more widely known? Netany. Okay, so he goes into this, fourth paragraph down, first sentence. Indeed, humans are, at the start of our lives, among the most uniquely useless creatures in the entire animal kingdom.
That's the ethics guy from, not Stanford, but Princeton. Right?
He's on YouTube. He's promoted by these people, New York Times bestselling author. Yeah.
I did a little mini documentary and I had him in there. I can't remember his name, but he's a professor of ethics and he talks about that. It's horrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's written in New Yorker, The Atlantic, Wired, Wall Street Journal, Guardian, all of them. Now, why, that's sick and it's disgusting. Why does that matter?
Well, now, do you think, before you go farther, do you think that what he's saying, like a duck comes out born and they can run around, a human comes out and they really are helpless in that way. They're not useless the way he's saying, but they're helpless. Mm-hmm. So now is it a communication issue or do you think he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So no, I don't think it is because it lines up with Jeffrey Epstein's belief and
Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, yeah.
They don't care. So, but here's the other side. He goes further. He goes, paradoxically, and this is kind of, this gets a little wordy, but I'll try to resummarize it. Paradoxically, this may be part and parcel of the dominant position we hold today via the so-called Baldwin effect, where we blend adaptation by genetic mutation with adaptation by learning. We are, in effect, tuning ourselves to our environment in software rather than hardware. The upside is that we can much more rapidly adapt, including genetically, that's what he wrote, to selective pressures. I don't know what that is.
You know what it
is.
What
he says. He comes back. He comes back. He says, the downside, longer childhoods.
You know what it is? It's people who suddenly have this new paradigm. I'm a computer scientist. I did all that stuff. I ran an organization developing and designing computer systems. What they do is they learn a new paradigm of thinking about the world, and then everything gets shoved into the paradigm. Now, there is a benefit from system thinking because you can solve problems very well. But the whole world doesn't necessarily fit into a software hardware paradigm. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
But they are so determined to, they just have this new paradigm and they cram everything into it, and it just doesn't work that way. It's too simplistic.
Right. And I can totally, and I mean, to his point, I think Brian has like contemplated that thought and what he's saying? I don't know. But here's what I do know. We either are useless creatures, we either are trash, we either are, in these people's minds, and again, it's not just Jeffrey Epstein. We're talking about the people who run the world, the people who believe that government is God, that are the rights of our, you know, the one thing that I'll say about this, of all the founding fathers, as flawed as they were, they said one thing. That every American and every person in this world actually should embrace. And it said that our divine rights, our rights come from a creator, God, beyond and above all government, and that government does not have the right to grant that to you. And I look at it and I go, okay, if that's the basis of operation, and I look at what these people are and what they do to children and what they believe and what they're trying to do to this country in destroying the Constitution, in tearing apart our society, sowing in their own version and vision of it, which is sick, and it all is on the basis of child abuse, and it's all on the basis of emotional manipulation and messaging, I'm saying this, you know very clearly what they think about kids and what they do. And if you think that there is a line that these people won't cross, you're very wrong. So in the face of that, with what I know about what, at least for me, what Christ represents, and how they mock them, how they mock Christ, they have their own Bible that they mock Christ through their perversions. And then I look at, but here's the thing, Sarah, this is where I kind of tip me over the edge. Jeffrey Epstein involved in AI, Obama's DARPA brain program, where he said, we know more about this and this than we do this little 3-pound thing in our brain, this three-pound piece of matter. If I am to follow everything to its logical conclusion and what Jeffrey Epstein and some of these other people do in terms of the powers that they worship and the dark gods that they serve, with the knowledge that I have from people like Ronald Bernard and Jay Parker, who have come forward and said, this is the way the world really is. These are the people that have been running it for decades, for millennia, for centuries. Okay, so are they lying? Or is based on everything that I've kind of put together in these last 3 years that I can kind of put together a certain type of person over here that believes these certain things and runs these things and or serves them. And I looked at it and I go, what they believe is not in a God for all, it's a God for them. That's what the child sacrifice is. And worse, what they want to do, Sarah, because they know what we are, they really do know what we are, they've known it for a long time, they've had to keep it from us, is they want to use AI and all of these other technologies to turn our brains off. They want to shut off our ability to connect to source. They want to shut off, they've already, through the digital world, through the material world, through the ego that they have tempted and manipulated and fed through their material world that they've created, for all of your pleasures to indulge in, they have taken you away from your soul. 98% of us are born creative geniuses, and we have 50% adult illiteracy in this country. 98% of us are born creative geniuses, and we have most of us in our phones.
But how much of it is our fault in just taking back that control? Some of it, because I agree with most of what you're saying, but some of it is, how much of it is a runaway train? Like, these people are leading, but it's kind of like this runaway train, and not as organized as, it's just the people not stepping up and doing what's right. And we've become into this situation where this evil structure has, it's this runaway train that we've allowed to occur. And because we're not stepping up and doing what we need to do. And we're starting to. We're seeing it. It's an explosion of people doing what's right. But so I don't know how much of it is, you know, they're doing it to us, or how much of it is we're allowing it to be done to ourselves.
Let me put it in a different way.
So we're not victims. You know what I mean? I'm not sure.
We're not malevolent beings that are intention. Like, in other words, what I look at when I look at all of this from childhood to now, there is nobody that conceptually, in their mind, aware of what they were doing, would allow themselves to go down a road that they're going to go down and have to experience through pain in order to, quote, maybe transcend it. If they can. In other words, none of us would consciously choose to be deceived. None of us would consciously choose to hurt another person unless you're sick, right? Unless you really want to hurt somebody. All of the social justice warriors out there, the majority of them that are not, don't have a proclivity to violence, they feel under assault and attack, and you disagree with it. I get it, but their impetus for that is their fear inside manifesting into reality from the world that they understand it from. That's the same as you and I. You and I believed in Bernie Sanders. Why? Not because we're socialists or communists. It's because at that particular time where we were at, and our level of awareness at that moment gave us that opportunity to look at it, which is the blessing in a way. Because If I couldn't see beyond Hillary Clinton, I'd really be in trouble, right? If I still to this day defended Hillary Clinton, as we see people do, you're just like, in the face of facts, in the face, whatever.
Well, that's crazy.
But our obsession over that.
I've always been more of a free market type person. And Bernie to me was always more, you know, but I don't like
well,
a lot of them.
The 2015 version of Bernie was an economic populist. That is very different from what he is today.
Yes. Yeah.
Very,
yes.
Very different.
Yeah. Well, where can people.
So anyway, I just wanted to say.
No, this has been great. It's a different way of looking at it, and it's good. And your emotion coming out is great. Now, where can people learn more about your movie? Where can they support what you're doing? And where can, you know, you're going to have a podcast coming up. So where can they learn more about that?
So No Restrictions Entertainment, our website, is where today you can go and watch any one of our films. We have all of our movies internationally in over 90 countries, most of them English language. We also have them in Spain, Mexico, Germany, and other parts in English or Spanish language countries in South America. But No Restrictions Entertainment, NoRestrictionsENT.com, has all of our films there. You can also watch them on Vimeo.com. The thing that I want to stress to people, if you see our film and it moves you, share it with somebody. I don't care if you bought it and you're going to share your account so that they can see it, because they won't buy it. If something moves you in a child's voice or any one of our films deal with the human side of tragedy with a message of love. And it's about, Child's Voice is a movie about the road to redemption through love. and taking that first step, which is what gives you the courage to stand up. That's what all of us need to do in our own lives and everybody else, to get with the child that you see in your life today that is around you, that you know needs your help and your love. That deposit of gold of time that you give that child today is a deposit of gold for their future. And the last thing I'll say is this: when I do my podcast later next year, I will be launching a Patreon. It's currently up there. It's at No Restrictions. You can look it up now. I'm not looking for donations because I haven't put any content out. But if you want to follow me there, I'm on Patreon. And that's it. And then just spread the good message everywhere you can about love that you have for your kids, and love your kids that much more, and get out there and be with people, because that's how we're going to heal this. That's what they don't want us to know. As simple as that is, we doubt it. And really, it's that simple, because the world that they've constructed over us is so complex and can never be figured out and can never be won and can never be defeated, which is perfect for them, because it'll hold you. If you step outside of it, however it is, you commit yourself to stepping outside of it. If it's shutting off notifications on your phone, if it's throwing your phone on airplane mode, if it's giving yourself 20 minutes a day just to be outside in nature, do it. Do whatever it takes. Step up. Do it. You're a live human being. You're full of love. You're part of this creative force that is here, this intelligence. And all of us have this amazing ability. And the darkness only wins when you don't shine your light. Because when you shine your light, all of the shadows retreat, and all who are in fear around those shadows come forward towards you. And that's what you can do in your life. And if everybody did that, the spread of joy and love in this world and truth in this world would flow infinitely faster than anything that we can think of today.
Thank you so much. This has been a good interview. I appreciate you coming to the show, and I hope people check out your stuff, because I think you're unique in the film industry.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, I really appreciate you, and thanks for being my friend and a great human being, an open human being to everybody, to bring new ideas and voices on your show. It's very helpful.